Part 10, The Shield of Faith. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Ephesians 6:16. Paul starts with the words above all, signifying the importance of protection from the deceptive thoughts and the voices of the enemy. As we look at this shield, we will notice how subtle the enemy is. He may not be very visible at times, but yet is extremely destructive. We will see the importance of stopping these attacks in their infancy. The Roman soldier's shield was his first weapon of defense, just as the Christian's first weapon of defense is faith in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Fiery darts were used as weapons by first century Romans who dominated their world by military power. There was even a permanent Roman military garrison only a few hundred yards from the temple in Jerusalem laden with such darts. Here again, Paul uses the Roman soldier to illustrate the truths that he is teaching. These fiery darts were thin, hollow pieces, possibly bamboo or something similar, filled with a flammable liquid in the hollow area. This area was sealed shut and a wick was inserted. When ready to launch these darts, they would simply light the wick and shoot them toward the enemy. Upon impact, the dart would shatter and splash the liquid on its target, setting everything in flames. It was during this time the Romans did away with their metal shields and started using larger wooden ones covered in leather. Before battle, they soaked the leather in water. When struck, the wet leather would quench the fiery dart. It is just as important for the Christian to stop the fiery darts with our faith-soaked shields before they spread into a much larger problem. Many of these darts launched in the daylight hours cannot be easily seen and are surprise attacks. This is why we must have our loins girded about with the truth of God's word and the breastplate of righteousness held firmly in place. Having our feet shod with a firm stance prepares us for any of our enemy's surprises. The shield of faith, held firmly, has the power to quench all the fiery darts and protect the entire soldier from every tactic the enemy offers. The surprise attacks are so deceptive. They can cause us problems without us realizing where we went wrong until it's too late. We must be on guard. When things seem to be going great, do not let down your guard. The wolf always looks for the little sheep that is so carefree that he wanders away from the flock. The famous saying handed down from Roman times states, "In time of peace, prepare for war." This identifies with many areas of our lives today. For example, if you live in a tornado, hurricane, or earthquake zone, you do not want to wait till something happens before you prepare. You must do the preparations in advance, as you do not know when or how severe the confrontation will be. It is more so with a spiritual attack. That is why we need to be prepared in advance, ready to ward off these fiery darts of deception. Deception can be even more dangerous as it comes without warning, disguised as something other than what it is and hiding its true purpose. In the deception Satan used on Eve in the Garden of Eden, he misconstrued only a minute fraction of the Word of God. He will not come as a warrior against God, as he is no match for our Lord and Savior. He has to come disguised and without warning to successfully catch us off guard. Remember, he walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Eve made the mistake of stopping so she could listen. This opened up a part of her armor, allowing the dart of reasoning to enter and deceived her into making the wrong choice. It all came because just a tiny part of her armor was let down. Keep in mind, she was fortified with the word when she let the armor down. We must put on the whole armor of God and keep it on, especially in what seems to be a time of peace. This great war is between Satan and God, and we are God's children. Satan's tactics are strategic in counteracting God's protection. He has no better weapon than deceit, and he is a master at it. It is a spiritual war, and our carnal minds are no match for this battle. Our only victory is the mind of Christ. Satan attempts to reason with our human minds after we read the Word of God. He wants us to believe what God's Word says and what it means are two different things. As mentioned earlier, God met with Abram and promised him a son to Sarai. Many years passed and still no son. Sarai then told Abram that maybe God meant they would have a son by their handmaid, Hagar, which they did. This caused them a lot of problems, which are still going on today. The promised Son eventually came and fulfilled God's word of promise, but the results of the carnal mind had already been launched, and there was no turning back. Satan used the voice of Abram's wife, Sarai, for the deceit. Many times Satan will use someone close to us who we trust to launch his fiery darts. His strategy works, even though God's word is very clear about his promised Son. Many times things sound good and seem very good, but everything needs tested by the word of God. No matter how good it may seem, keep up the shield of faith while testing the spirits, no matter how long it takes. Satan knows as long as we stay behind the word of God, he cannot touch us. We have to believe all the word, or we do not believe any of it. Do not reason, just believe. Keep all the armor shining through prayer and allowing the written word to magnify your faith. When anyone, human or spirit, tries to disagree with the word of God or even has their own interpretation of it, they are your spiritual enemy. Those darts can look harmless in flight, but can inject much pain and suffering on impact with the human mind. Most of the time, deception is not recognized until too late. The best result from the shield of faith is to never allow you to stop and listen to Satan like Eve or Abram. Simply respond as Jesus did when he was tempted in the wilderness with, "It is written," while the temptation is in its infancy and has not developed a stronghold. The word will defeat any fiery dart of the enemy at any time. The old saying, "When it rains, it pours," seems true with Satan. He gets a slight victory and then launches an all-out attack, throwing an abundance of flaming darts, one after another. Isaiah 59:19, "When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him." The standard is the "I am" living in us, doing his will. 2 Corinthians 3:3 tells us, "For so much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart." When operating in the supernatural mind of Christ, Satan will no longer wonder who you are. Compare this to men who tried to cast out Satan with their human abilities in the book of Acts. Acts 19:15-16. "And the evil spirit answered and said, 'Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye?' And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded." He now knows exactly who you are. You are a manifested Son of God and one with our God, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Satan runs from those who know their position in Christ Jesus. James 4:7 tells us to submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. That word "flee" means he will run in terror. He is no match for our God or us when operating with the supernatural shield of faith, as we are one in the same. The shield of faith is the person of the living God being manifested in our defense in the present day.